It's very good to be with you and a privilege to be able to share the word with you today. I don't know which of you gets lost easily. I have a friend who confidently drives in the wrong direction. I wanted to say my wife, but that will be rude, so I'll say I have a friend. Even with the help of a GPS, I think he uses Waze, so he's a Waze man, but he confidently drives in the wrong direction. And just like my friend or any other person I know, me and you, and just like that, we all drive in the wrong direction sometimes. Most of the time, it's not even on purpose. It's not our intention. And therefore, we need wisdom for all these paths of our life. Our scripture reading today is from Proverbs 3. Let's read together. Trust in the Lord with everything you have. Don't rely on your own insights. Ask for the will of God in everything you do. He'll show you the right way. Don't overestimate your own wisdom. Rather, keep the Lord before your eyes and avoid what is bad. Wise people know that everything in life has a consequence, good or bad. There's a path for everything. My life story is written one decision at a time. Parenting has a path. How I react towards my children, how I say no or yes, my body language, there's a path. Finances have a path. How I spend my money, how I accumulate my money, how I give money away, how I set up my budget. There's a path for that. Friendships have a path. Who my friends are as a big influence in my life. Healthy living has a path. What I eat, how I exercise, it determines where I end up in life. A girl becomes your wife. There's a path. And your wife determines who will be your mother-in-law. Big things happen to your everyday decisions. Wisdom says, life is connected or interconnected. My decisions of today affect my story of tomorrow. In Proverbs 7, Solomon uses the story of a young man who chooses a bad path towards a woman. It can be anything. He uses the example of a woman. Solomon looks from above, from his window, and sees the full picture from the beginning to the end. He sees where the road leads and the dangers of this decision or path. Maybe he wants to warn or just yell at this young man, beware, stop. Don't make this decision. Don't go down this road. And the story continues where this young man takes the road to the woman's house. And he thinks he's like an ox on his way to the fair. He thinks that this is the best thing that ever happened to him. Solomon says he's like an ox on his way to the slaughterhouse. He's like a bird caught up in a net. And just like this young man, we get lost and make unwise decisions every day in our lives. With a lot of things in our life, we end up in the wrong place. We head in the wrong direction with confidence, like my friend and the other people I know. And we sometimes wonder, how did I get here? Because it wasn't my intention. Many times we make decisions for the moment and not for our final destination or our dreams. We have an ideal place and dream of where we want to get to or or where we want to go, but our decisions sometimes look different. In our town, there's a big spa with a huge bakery. I have a problem with sugar, so I need to watch myself because we have a life that's influenced with doing exercises and eating the right food or good food or super food. And when I walk into that spa, when I walk into that bakery, I give in to this bad habit I have. I hear voices in that spa. I can hear the custard slice and milk turkeys calling me. I can hear them asking me, please put me in a box. Please take me home. And with my good heart, I give in and I put them in the box. I take them home. Sometimes I eat them on the way home. But yeah, I make a decision in the moment that most of the time I regret. Because that's not the path I would like to go for my future. And here's the thing. Don't trade what you want most for what you want in a moment. It will cost you. And if this young man in the Solomon story would only look up, listen, pause, and trust a bigger voice, this path and final destination could have looked so much different. And that brings us to our first invitation, is to listen. Just as Solomon looks out from above, James writes, our wisdom comes from above. Wisdom begins with our relationship with God. Wisdom is the art of living meaningfully. The art of honoring our parents, the art of raising children, the art of experiencing financial freedom and having meaningful friendships, meaningful relationships. And the great artist is God, the one who sees the bigger picture of for our lives from above. And in Matthew 5, 6, 7, Jesus teaches on the mount, and he gives advice and wisdom towards our everyday life. And then he ends up saying, everyone, Matthew 7, everyone who listens to my words and acts on them is like a wise person whose house is built on rock. And even if there is downpour, and even if the flood waters come down, and even if stormy winds rage against the house, it will not collapse because its foundation is firmly fixed on the rock. But everyone who listens to my words and does not do them will be like a fool whose house is built on sand. When there is a downpour and the flood waters come down and the stormy winds blow, that house will completely collapse. There's a voice in our life that sees the bigger picture. And he says, you will walk in the path of wisdom or the journey of wisdom, and I will consider you a wise person if, when you listen to me. Here is the one thing that each of us has in common. We cannot walk the path or the journey of life without the Lord. Peterson says in the message, your life is a journey. You must travel with a deep consciousness of God. David says in Psalm 121, he says, I look up at the mountains. Does my help come from there? No. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And there's also other wise people in our lives that we need to listen to. I believe placed by the Lord in our lives. And we should listen to them. And yes, the invitation to walk the path of wisdom, I have to listen more. And that brings us to our second invitation, to pause. My dear brothers and sisters, in James writes in James 1, my dear brothers, I can add sisters, you must keep this in mind. Every person must be too willing to listen, not speak too soon, and not get angry too soon. In another translation, it says, slow to speak, slow to anger. There's a gift to pause. Slow down with life. Think. Be still. Reflect. And contemplative prayer helps me to see this bigger picture with God. It helps me to be quiet. Think. Reflect. See. In John 17, Jesus prays that they may be like us, that I can be like them, or as they see. In 2012, I went to Kilimanjaro, and I had a dream to summit Kilimanjaro at the highest peak. And we started a few years, maybe a decade ago. So I was younger than today, fit, strong, very competitive. So I had a dream, but I went to that dream very fast. And on the second day, our guide, Epaphras, called me one side and said, you need to go slower. And I thought by myself, what do you mean? I'm young, I'm fit, I'm competitive, I'm strong. What do you mean I must go slower? He said, I went up Kilimanjaro more than 100 times. I know this journey, I know this path, I know every rock on this road. And I'm telling you, you're going too fast. I listened that day and I summited Kilimanjaro. A dream came true. But I needed to trust Epa on that mountain. His words, pole, pole. You need to go slow. There's an idiom in Afrikaans that goes, a haastige hond verbrand sy mond. If you go too fast, you'll get hurt. And when people realize they've lost their way, literally and figuratively, they've actually been lost for a long time. It's not a meter back and then you unlost. And how do I fix it? Or how do I prevent it in the first place? I stop. I look, I ask, and then I change direction. Psalm 32, it says, the Lord says, I will teach you and show you the way you should go. I will give you advice. My eye will be on you. Don't be unreasonable, like a horse or mule that needs to be controlled with rod and bridle. Much suffering befalls the wicked, but unfailing love surround those who trust in the Lord. And that brings us to our third invitation, to trust. In Proverbs 3, it reads, "Trust in the Lord with everything you have. Don't rely on your own insights. Ask for the will of God in everything you do. He'll show you the right way. Don't overestimate your own wisdom. Rather, keep the Lord before your eyes and avoid what is bad." And here's the thing. You don't always have the best in mind for yourself. You walk in the wrong direction with open eyes. We make decisions that cost us. And that's why we need to trust someone bigger with our life. And that's the big invitation from Jesus when he says, "Follow me." Follow me in everyday decisions. Someone once said, "A person gains wisdom through experience and study and by following God's counsel. Without God's help, man does not have true wisdom." And maybe the question today, how can I once again trust the one who sees the bigger picture of my life? How can I maybe lay down my own way? Maybe my own behavior towards life, my own wisdom. In one passage, Jesus helps his disciples. He teaches them to pray. Then he said, "Let thy kingdom come. Let God's kingdom come. But for one kingdom to come, there's another one that needs to go." And probably that's my kingdom that needs to go. For me to trust the one that sees the bigger picture of my life. At Mosaic, there's guidance that can help you walk these life paths purposely with the Lord. And with somebody that can guide you, like Epaphras. Maybe there's a turning point in your life. A turning point that you admit that you need someone or something bigger than yourself. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that we need you. We rely on your everyday guidance, and we pray that you will inspire us and lead us to places bigger and much more beautiful than we ever saw before. We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Receive the blessing. May the love of our Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the presence of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.